This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa. Didn't see that one coming.
Mm-mm.
Pretty cool. I'm not religious and I'm not Catholic, but I have to say I'm swelling with pride.
I know. I feel very patriotic right now.
It's neat.
It's pretty cool.
It's interesting that it took this long. It's not a criticism anyway. It's just interesting that that's how the pace of things moves, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, because you think about, you know, we're not a majority Catholic country, obviously, not even close to that, right? But the world has, you know, how many billions Catholics?
1.4, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, it's bigger in Europe and it's bigger in South America. It's like more dominant. The more prevailing religion compared to here, where it's Protestantism. So that's what makes it really interesting, right? Because I think it's part of the reason why it stayed the way that it did for so many, well, I was going to say centuries, but we've only been around a couple centuries. So really, yeah.
I predicted that it would not be an American just because I think there's so much anti-American sentiment out there right now.
Yeah.
And I just figured they would go, yeah, we're going to pass on this one. Maybe next time around.
Yeah, I think it demonstrates that they're not thinking of worldly things.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're thinking more about what this human being does in this role as a cardinal.
Yeah.
And not as much, because there's no connection between the Catholic Church in the United States and any political movement. You know, I mean, there's interaction, of course, with everything, but like they're not in any way bound together.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you spoke to Catholics in town in the United States, they're not all the same amongst them. Even in the Vatican, there are popes that want to be a little bit more conservative. They want to rein some things back. Cardinals. And there are others that want to continue doing the work that Francis did, changing things up a little bit. And it sounds like the new guy. How many different tweets and memes have we already seen? There are people calling him the Chicago Pope or the Pope of Chicago. But either way, he's supposed to be a lot like Pope Francis. So you can tell where the majority of cardinals sit in what they think.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Very.
That's a powerful spot in the world. I mean,
sure is.
You know, you are the leader of, you know, 1.5 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, though. Like, that is what? 5 times the size of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a lot of Catholics.
Yeah, and it's not the same. You're not writing laws that people have to live by in terms of enforcement. You're writing laws that people live by spiritually and day-to-day behavior. Mm-hmm. And not really writing them, but you're just kind of leading the way, if you will. But still, you're the leader of 1.5 billion people.
It's interesting watching the coverage because, you know, we were watching CNN and just like waiting for the Pope to come out onto the balcony. They had about like an hour and a half they were filling time. And all you could do is speculate and be like, so which guy do you think it's going to be? And it's like, ultimately, how valuable is this? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I get the whole like, we're waiting for the breaking news. We don't want to be late. We want to be early.
Yeah.
But that earliness, a lot of times, just causes a lot of just like gossiping and speculation.
And then one of the priests they had on as an academic expert said, supposedly.
Dang it. I don't like that. You know, maybe it does speak a little bit like that coverage thing you guys are talking about. Maybe that does speak a lot to how the networks run, because you should have been prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
You had to know that when the time came, there would be a delay. Like, you're not going to see the white smoke and the Pope's going to run out to the balcony that instant. You had to know that. You probably should have planned to have certain things that you're going to discuss in that time with certain people.
Do you think every cardinal in the conclave had their name picked out?
You mean like attached to the string and
like, you know,
thrown in there?
Could be me. So I better have a name.
It's a great question.
I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, you mean their Pope name?
Their Pope name.
I gotta believe you think about it if you're a contender, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like being in radio, like, well, what would you do your show about? It's like, oh, I don't know. I've never thought about it. Like, yes, you have. That's the whole reason we're here.
Yeah.
You're a cardinal. You obviously, like, what, are you going to turn down being the Pope if they offer it to you? Probably not.
By the way, this Pope was 50-1 odds.
Yeah.
So people wagered on him. They won a good bit.
I heard that betting on the Pope is an excommunicatable offense.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically hoping no Catholics voted.
Yeah.
Don't let that betting slip get out if you did.
It is pretty funny to, of all the things to bet on, like, who will be the next leader of the church? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like anybody has any insight into what the College of Cardinals is going to do.
Someone's like, I lost it all, man. I was betting on somebody else.
Yeah.
Didn't see this Leo guy coming.
And someone got rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody probably made some money on
when
it.
When he walked out there, someone just won $1 million.
Yeah. We're a weird world.
I don't know what more to say.
No.
Congratulations to the new Pope.
It's always interesting to see where it goes.
When they said American, did you think for a second it might be Dolan? And it was like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did. And that's too bad. Like, I had him on the show once, and I know his nieces. They used to work at Emmis with me, and seems like an incredibly nice, articulate man. So, but this Pope is much more worldly, right?
Oh, you mean, yeah. I mean, he spent, what, how many decades in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much that helps people that have been around the world. And again, you know, when you think about it, South America has a higher percentage of Catholics, so that's going to have some
fluent
impact.
In Italian, fluent in Spanish.
Andrew and I were talking about that. I would bet every cardinal speaks at least three languages. Mm. They're going to speak their native language, of course, but they're going to speak Latin. They have to. You have to be able to do the Mass in Latin. I'm sure they have to speak it to a degree. You have to speak Italian because you're living in Rome. Now, I would be willing to bet that the vast majority of them have at least three languages. Pretty good skill set in that job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go. That's your analysis.
Okay, one more stupid question.
Yeah.
Who does the Pope confess to?
I don't think he has to because he's freed from all sin, I think, right?
Really?
Yeah, he's like the voice. Yeah, he's like infallible, right? He's the voice of God on earth.
They got rid of the infallibility thing a long time ago. That's a good question. I would bet that there is a quote Vatican bishop or something that it would be something. I'm going to Google it though, because that's an interesting question. But I would bet that there's somebody. Oh, here you go. He has a dedicated confessor at the Vatican, so it doesn't have to be. It's not a specific job, but like, or it's not like a specific person necessarily. But at that moment, there's always one there, but he can confess to any Catholic priest he chooses.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It must be good to be the Pope.
Again, I'm not Catholic, but I believe the infallibility thing, the way it's been explained to me, is that it's believed that the Pope is infallible when it comes to doctrine.
Okay.
I may have that wrong, though.
Yes, it's only about faith but and when morals. It's just, not about...
When he's just talking,
right?
Then he can be as fallible as we.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think of I'm trying to see if that's also when it comes to your acts, your official acts as a pope, because some of them get changed and undone, and if it was infallible, you would never change what's infallible.
Yeah.
So it must just be when they're speaking like speaking the word of God, speaking as the pope, as the head of the church. But I always I thought they kind of backed down on that. Not backed down, but like reworded.
Clarified.
Yes, reworded what that meant not all that long ago.
Yeah. And I'm wearing a St. Pius shirt today. That would have been something had he been Pope Pius.
I would have been worried,
Dave's
Dave.
A prophet.
I'd be like, Dave, so either that or you got an in.
Dave's FaceTiming someone in the conclave.
Dave's got a guy in the Vatican.
Those dings on his iPad are from a cardinal.
Lover Mafia. Well, let's take a break.
Okay, that's cool.
There's just nothing to go to after the Pope.
You sure?
Yeah, there's no following the Pope.
You can play this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Hey, the sun.
Nice.
An American Pope and the sun's out.
I like this song, Dave.
It's a great song.
I like when they talk about dressing him up warm and sending him to school.
Yeah, it goes bad later in the song.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what? They have a daughter, and he doesn't like her, and he ends up leaving.
What?
He leaves the family?
Pretty much.
Because he hates the daughter?
Kind of.
What?
Yikes.
Yeah.
So, who is that?
Andrew Gold. You know the song, Thank You for Being a Friend?
Yeah, you've told me about that guy.
Yeah.
So he's
Thank
got a dark
for
side,
leaving
huh?
my kids.
Yeah, what the hell?
Thank you for having that stupid daughter.
So all the times when the daughter would like ask her therapist later in life, like, do you think it's my fault my parents got divorced? And the therapist is like, turns out, yeah.
Have you listened to the radio?
Yeah.
Turns out.
He actually did a song about you.
Did a whole thing.
Wait, it's the dad leaving the field? I thought he was the brother leaving because he didn't like his new baby sister.
That's right.
Okay,
oh. Okay. I thought it was the dad.
Dad's like, I don't like this.
I mean, it's still kind of
having
dark,
a daughter and being like, I hate this kid.
It's still kind of dark, but I thought the same thing.
We should just listen to the whole song.
I mean, kind of. I wouldn't mind. Let's look up the lyrics.
Oh, man.
Yeah, do that. That's good. Let me give a shout out to a new friend, Jordan, over at U.S. Bank. Had to set up an estate account for my mom's estate, and U.S. Bank is right across the street. Walked over there. We spent about 90 minutes together because it was an involved process, and I told her I would give her a shout out. So hello to Jordan at U.S. Bank.
Dang, you're practically besties now.
I mean, 90 minutes.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. yeah.
A lot of in-person interaction.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the summer of 53, his mother brought him a sister, and she told him we must attend to her needs. She's so much younger than you. Well, he ran down the hall and he cried. Oh, how could his parents have lied when they said he was an only son? He thought he was the only one.
There you go.
What a brat.
Goodbye, Mama. Goodbye to you. Goodbye, Papa. I'm pushing on through.
It's sad. It's a sad song.
So,
what'd the kid do to him?
Got born?
Yeah.
Man. Kind of a selfish boy more than a lonely boy, but
yeah, I'm not really on the boy's side here.
No. He's gotta learn to share.
He's yeah. sort of the villain.
Yeah, I was gonna say, hard to view him as the protagonist.
It's not an uncommon initial reaction for little kids.
Right, but he left the home.
But yeah, it's probably a little much.
I bet you, Thank You for Being a Friend's not about his sister.
Thank you for being.
Yeah. Thank you for being an interloper, you little piece of crap.
His other song about his sister's called Homewrecker. Yeah.
Bet it didn't go well for him when he left home, too.
Well, how old was he?
Sort of have that vibe.
I mean, if he's like 3, this is different. Well, but like, if he's like 9, it's like, okay, buddy.
Okay, so he was born on a summer day, 1951. In the summer of 53, his mother brought him a sister.
Okay, so he was 2.
He left home on a winter day, 1969.
Oh, what?
So he had a sister who was 2 years younger than him. He lives the next
18 years?
Yeah, and then he's like... I can't wait to get away.
Talk about carrying a grudge.
Huh. Kind of crazy.
Unless it was just to go to college.
Yeah, maybe he's just a drama queen.
He's
yeah.
like, this was maybe a big
he's
deal.
Not, maybe he's not running away from home. He's just like progressing naturally with his life.
Just growing up.
Well, 25 now. I guess I better go get a job.
Maybe
so long, Mama. I'm
Andrew
pushing through.
Gold, the songwriter's not great at timing.
Yeah. You know,
like, didn't do the math well.
He's just stewing about it for too long.
Mm-hmm. Nobody read the lyrics and was like, there's 20 years in between here?
They never connected once in that old time.
Maybe she's a horrible jerk.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, there's two sides to every story.
I'll guarantee you one thing. This is the most that song's been talked about in 40 years.
Forever, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. yeah. You know what I figured out my true superpower is? I can justify procrastinating anything. And like anyone can do it, but not with the chef's kiss that I can.
Yeah, like, you've got it down.
I will convince myself it's the only reasonable option.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm still without a phone.
What?
Yeah. But
how?
Because I have priorities, Kevin.
I would die.
And so yesterday, because I have my iPad that keeps digging, I can get messages at home. I can get messages here. I just can't when I'm driving, which is not great, but it's fun. Going to KU this weekend, so I'll need it this weekend. But this morning, it was so crappy out. Like yesterday I had to set up the estate account. That was priority.
Yeah, that's a day.
And then today I was tired from doing that. I think I mentioned it was 90 minutes.
Oh man.
And so I'm like, it's so crappy out today and Friday is going to be beautiful. I'll just do it tomorrow. But you know what other day is going to be nice? Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's a weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can justify any type of procrastination.
Yeah.
Procrastination
probably
is so much fun.
In my top three of things that have ruined my life, procrastination's in the top three.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good at procrastinating some things I could not do without the phone. I broke a phone. One of my players broke my phone keeping score at a game. I was literally at the store after the game getting a new phone.
See, I'm salty.
Yeah, whoop that kid.
It's okay. Okay. I needed a new phone.
Here's how bad I am. I'm salty at T-Mobile, and I'm only 50% sure that's who I'm with. It could be Verizon. But when Phoebe went and got her broke-ass phone, a new one, she had to, no choice. There's no amount of money you could give them. She had to go get it fixed, use the insurance, bring it back, and that's just a whole pain in the ass I don't need. Look, I got this phone from you. I have insurance. It's broken. It doesn't work. It got wet. Here's the phone. You give me a new one, and I'm going to walk out the door. But that it never happens like that. How in 2025, when so much is based on our phones, it's still such a pain in the ass to get that done? Also, while I'm on my soapbox, you should have to pay me to send me mail. It is crap that I have to empty that thing every day, and it's 99.9% bullcrap because all of my bills are online, so I don't know why you're sending them to me. It just makes me mad every time I get the mail. Am I the only one like that?
No, I get a lot of junk mail too, and it's very annoying. I have like a little shelf or like a window with a shelf in it right as you walk in my apartment, and I just throw all the mail there, and it'll pile up over like 2 months. Then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go through the whole pile and find what I actually need to look out.
And it's almost nothing.
It's always nothing. Yeah. There's nothing I actually needed to look at.
And then when you do find something that's important, you're pister and pister because you didn't find it because they have inundated you with all the crap.
Yeah. And sometimes you'll get, it'll be like urgent, attention needed, and I'm like, oh no.
And it never is.
No, that's always a sales pitch. Yeah,
yeah, it's like chef's apron or whatever those meal services are called.
Time sensitive.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I better open this now.
Yeah.
An exciting offer just for me.
30% off. Well, I opened it, I guess.
Yeah, I love that one. Just for you.
Yeah.
Just for you. Yeah. Yeah, we're only sending this to you.
Oh, you thought of me first.
I like when it says Dave Glover or current resident.
Right.
It doesn't really matter who opens this.
Well, he ran down the hall and he cried. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Hey, what if this is the follow-up to Lonely Boy?
They made up.
Maybe this is his song to his sister, who used to suck, but now she's okay.
It can happen.
That's the way I choose to think about it.
Yeah. I didn't get along with my brother all that well for many, many years, and now...
this could be your song.
Now we're besties.
Maybe you should send him Lonely Boy.
Yeah,
and let him get upset, then send him this one.
I have to write a speech for the wedding, and I think I'm going to work that into it.
Just make your speech the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
No one's heard it.
Yeah, no one has heard that song in many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to Blair. Blair says, hey, Dave, on your way to pick up your daughter, you and your son should stop in Kansas City to go visit the Negro League Hall of Fame Museum. It is amazing. Afterwards, stop down the road and have some barbecue at Bryant's. Love me some Bryant's. Blair, that is great advice. I promise I will do that. Can't do it this weekend because we are doing an up and back on the same day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No
so
bueno.
I get to see 8 hours of lovely Kansas all in one day.
Man, lucky you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be an easy move out?
So we're doing it in two phases. So she officially moves out next weekend.
Oh, I
got you. Not this one.
I got you.
And her mom's going up for that because that's like a mom thing.
So you guys are
going
to get the big stuff.
Yes.
Though. Gotcha.
Yeah, because Nick and I would be going, but we're going to Chicago to Wrigley Field
for our first
visit there. So we're going up this weekend, and then she'll go up next weekend, and hopefully that'll get it all.
Boom.
Yeah, get it all done.
Nice.
And then we go back in like 8 weeks to move her into her new house with her three roommates. So I don't know.
And we'll, all right, never mind. I was going to be like, and how long will she stay there? But it's, you probably don't know.
Probably the rest of college.
Okay.
Yeah, that's typically the way it works.
That's cool.
Unless like they have falling out or something like that with roommates, but that's typically the way it works. And if she does go to law school, who knows? But that's still like, we don't know. Jury's out. No pun. Wheels, a baseball observation. I want to see if you agree or disagree. Being a lifelong St. Louisan, being a lifelong Cardinals fan, and I've talked about this on the show before, I don't begrudge anyone being disappointed in a poorly constructed team, a poor playing team, a bad record team. I get it, but I just think, as a member of Cardinals Nation, that we jump on it too quickly. We get disappointed too fast. Like you've talked about, we're just spoiled because this is very normal for most franchises. And in fact, we are one of the best franchises of all time. But here's my observation. You can count on St. Louis to do two things. To go away when the team's not good. They don't support the team when the team is playing poorly. And you can count on them coming back and jumping on the bandwagon when they start playing well. So now they're at 500, and let's say that we win, you know, we win, and we increase that, they'll come back. And it kind of bothers me. It just kind of bothers me a little bit that we're sort of fair weather. Now, do you think that's fair? Do you think it's unfair? By the way, you can call in or you can let me know on the stream here if you agree or disagree.
I think that's pretty much the way it is everywhere.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't think that's different anywhere else.
So maybe I'm just having my own experience and I've never been anywhere else.
We just don't see that here very often, right? I mean, we have almost no modern history, recent history.
Of not being good.
Of the Cardinals not being good for more than like a year.
It's a good point.
And really, in some of those years, like 2007, it was really only bad for half the year. But it's enough to keep you out of the playoffs. It's enough to impact your record.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen plenty of empty seats at Mets games over the decades. I've seen plenty of empty seats in Chicago at Wrigley Field when they were terrible. I've seen it in Detroit. I've seen it in Atlanta. And there are places, too, like even when they're good, nobody goes. Nobody's going to see the Tampa Bay Rays on a regular basis, and they're good most of the time. But that's also just a weird situation because it's in a bad part of the city. You have to get through a lot of traffic. Plus, everybody there's a transplant. So there are more Yankees and Red Sox fans in the Tampa area than there are people that care about the Rays. But no, it's not an unusual thing at all. And if the Cardinals get back to being the consistently performing, you know, contending team, then you'll get back to drawing 3 million fans a year on a regular basis.
JR says, as a Cubs fan, let me tell you, I kind of wish Cubs fans were more like Cardinals fans.
Yeah. But again, every fan base is the product of their experience, right? So for the Cubs, most fans suffered and suffered for most of their lives until 2015,
them.
Right?
Yeah.
So to a Cubs fan, some down years is not that shocking to your system. I'm sure it was frustrating after that run in 2015 because that team fell apart really fast and people were talking about like, ooh, the Cubs might have a dynasty. Look at this. And then it was just kind of gone in a few years. But they're back and they're spending some money. You know, they're a big market team. But yeah, they're known to franchise values.
Is MLB like one of the more expensive?
Major League Baseball is more like the NFL and the NBA. The NFL is the big one. Like, those franchises are all incredibly valuable. The low end would be probably the mid to upper mid upper middle tier in baseball. But baseball and the NBA, MLB and the NBA are about the same. The NHL is a little bit lower than that. MLS is valuable, but it's not the same level. But just because you don't have the TV presence, you don't have
the, how does the NBA giant bring in so much money with such relatively small venues?
Well, they play 80 games. You know, it's kind of like hockey, right? They play 82 games. The difference between the NBA and the NHL is that the NBA's got better TV deals because they get a lot more TV ratings. And by the way, remember early in the year when everybody was whining about NBA ratings?
Yeah.
Turns out they're fine. They're in the playoffs. They're high. They ended up finishing the year down 2%. Mm-hmm. But that probably is as much about more cord cutting than it is about anything changing with the viewership or the viewership habits of basketball fans. But it's one of those things that people love to lose their minds about. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys go on Twitter, the Portnoys and the Clay Travises, and they like to turn these things so they fit their worldview. It's like, see, the NBA is going broke because it went woke, and it didn't, and the ratings are fine, they're normal, and they don't talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. They only talked about it in the first month of the season when it wasn't going well for whatever reasons. Remember the NFL ratings when they were down for a bit during the Kaepernick stuff? Mm-hmm. They were only down on primetime games during the election year. They were never down in any other time slot at any point. But that's not what you heard, because the people spreading that wanted you to think that people were tuning out the NFL when they absolutely were not.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX 148. I have a space question.
Ooh.
So it's sunny here. And then when you get into space, it's blackness.
Mm.
So that kind of screws me up. But then my question is, there are giant voids where there's not a star near. So if you're in a spacecraft in a void, can you just not see anything from the outside? Like, you may have lights with you, artificial electric lights, battery operated lights, but if you turned them all off and you're in a spacecraft 10 feet away, would you see nothing because there's no light to reflect off any surfaces?
You mean, so you're outside of the reach of any of the nearest stars?
Yes.
Yeah. Total blackness.
Kind of freaks you out.
Have you ever seen, I'm sure you have, the people who will do they're on a cruise ship or whatever in the middle of the ocean at night, and they just shoot out into the ocean. You're like, man, there is nothing but blackness. There are no lights anywhere except from that boat.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I've decided I want to, you know how we do every now and then, like if you could live in The Simpsons or live in, you know, Cheers, I think I want to live in a drug commercial.
Get a couple of bathtubs side by side.
I was going to say, what kind of drugs?
Pretty much any.
Yeah.
Like even the crazy drugs, you know, like I take, it's always like, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're all right.
There's one that I see the commercial every day. I've got places to go and I'm feeling free.
I don't know that one.
My symptoms means everything to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think, what's it called?
It is a Crohn's disease ad. And Crohn's disease is a digestive issue, like IBS. And the last one I saw, and they always put you in situations where you might have to poop.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And the last one I saw just last night, the lady's on a zip line. And it, like, now you're making me imagine, what if she just had an attack on the zip line?
Well.
Like, don't do that to me.
Look out below.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're always eating in those commercials. Have you noticed that? It's always like, we're going to take a hike.
I can eat this taco.
At the top of the mountain, there's burritos. Like,
I'm
okay.
Not going to need to poop. I'm fine. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's effective because we're regurgitating the whole thing.
And then all the like Viagra commercials and stuff, they're always like setting up these ultra romantic environments. And it's like, I don't necessarily know that it's always going down like that.
Right.
But sure.
Right. That's a good point. I hadn't clocked that one, but yeah, it's never just 3 p.m. on a Sunday and you're trying to talk your wife into
they're
it.
They're like camping and they have like lights, beautiful lanterns hanging everywhere and they're like dancing in the moonlight. I'm like, yeah, that's what you're using this for.
I don't need to poop and I'm going to have sex. Yeah, they should just do like blocks. Eric, space is black due to nothing for light to reflect off. Light travels forever until something blocks it or is sucked into a black hole. I know all those words, Eric, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So like if you're looking out at the blackness, but you turn around where the sun is, you'll see what's coming back at you.
Yes.
Right. Because that light will travel in that direction until it's blocked by a planet or a galaxy or a cloud of dust.
That makes it sound like even in the void, even if stars are billions of light years away, you would still have light because it's traveling.
But it may have passed through already or not gotten there yet.
Mm. It's a highbrow show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Speaking of science, we're going to have to Google this one. But I saw a report. I saw a TikTok that said
the New York Times or a TikTok. I can't remember which one.
Who am I trying to impress here? That caffeine doesn't actually amp you up. It just blocks how crappy you feel.
Okay.
So there's not like an actual like, whoa, I'm zinging on this caffeine. Mm. It's just that you still feel like crap. You're still tired, but it blocks that. I guess sort of like ibuprofen does
for pain,
a headache.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's not quite as good.
No.
Well,
or maybe it's better.
I was going to say, either way, you're getting the same effect, right?
But how come whenever I drink an energy drink and my heart starts beating all crazy?
Right.
How did that work?
True. Mm-hmm. How do it work?
Riddle me that.
You know? I have a pretty good analogy. Yeah.
Mm. Let's hear it.
You know how I'm afraid of trees falling in my front yard? I saw a photo of one, and I'm like, why did you plant that tree right next to your house? And my analogy is, it's wonderful to have trees in your yard until it falls on you. It's wonderful to have children until they fall on you. It's wonderful to have a spouse until they fall on you, right? Like, all the things in life that you get pleasure from and meaning from can fall on you. And so you could live life not planting any trees near your house, not having kids, not getting married, being a lone wolf, protecting yourself from things falling on you and hurting your feelings. Or you can plant a grove and just know these things are going to fall on me.
Yeah, that's what like love is, right? Whether it's romantic love or paternal love, any kind of love, it's like
taking a chance.
Yeah, you're being vulnerable. Like, it could hurt really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. The bigger the tree you plant, more damage it's going to do. We can just keep going with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I forgot you have no feelings.
No, I just don't have the fears of those things.
None?
I mean, not like present. No, I mean,
he doesn't fear the trees.
Do you fear the people trees?
No, not until it happens.
I don't see any.
Then it's not a fear.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see any value in worrying about a thing that hadn't happened yet.
Okay, Jesus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.